Well, today was a really bad day. I mean, Friday was a bad day too, right? 8.6% inflation. That's nothing to cheer about. But I predicted this would happen. And I've been telling everybody all along that the sell-off was not over. And I still expect more pain to come in this market. So I want to take a moment today and just talk about things that you can do to protect yourself and to protect your money and hopefully still make a little return right now. Because I think when you see what we saw today, and it comes on the heels of what we saw last week, it starts to get a little bit scary. And so you need to take a step back and just think about what it really is and whether or not there's any way that you can still benefit. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I'm Trish. A quick reminder to make sure you subscribe to this channel. Make sure you subscribe to the full audio podcast on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. But do me this favor, make sure you subscribe to the channel and hit the bell so that you get the daily videos. Anyway, this is just remarkable. I want to point out apt timing here. Portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals, and there's never been a better time to invest in precious metals really than right now. Given all this inflation, given where it's heading, you know I've been saying that for some time. So go to legacypminvestments.com today, legacypminvestments.com. They can help you find, for example, a gold-backed IRA to help even out all this inflation so that one day you don't wake up and you have all this money, but it's not worth what you thought it was going to be. Those investments lose value just based on the inflation in the economy, of which we've got 8.6% right now, at least on consumer prices. So go to legacypminvestments.com for more today. But let's turn back to all this. First of all, the headlines, you know them. We're in bear market territory now. We've got the S&P down about 3%, the NASDAQ down nearly 4%, Dow Jones Industrial Average actually seeing the least of the downside, down 2.25% or so. But the reality is this, investors have to adjust to a new normal. And the new normal is you're no longer going to have your friends there at the Fed printing money, recklessly, I'd argue, printing money, and therefore driving up valuations in the equity markets. Now, on the one hand, it's a little scary because you've got the threat of recession out there. Typically, when the Fed pulls back by raising rates and thereby taking a little of that money out of the system, what you often see, historically anyway, has been a bear market. Recessions and bear markets and the Fed raising rates, it tends to go hand in hand. But what's interesting about now is I actually think, one, it absolutely had to be done and more needs to be done. I think there are a lot of questions as to whether or not the Fed really has the stamina, only given that there are political consequences to all of this. And the minute you go into recession, everybody's going to totally freak out. And so they're saying to themselves, do we have inflation or do we have a recession? I don't think you have a choice on this one. You can't allow inflation to continue unchecked, because if you do, then you're going to have far worse problems down the road. We can manage a little recession, and let's hope, knock on wood, it's little. I know that Jamie Dimon's predicting a hurricane, but he did say, look, you don't know if it's a superstorm or if it's a Cat 5. And I suspect, given low unemployment, we can manage this. In the meantime, though, what do you do as an investor? How do you manage this? I mean, I like to be able to sleep at night. So I have different mechanisms that I employ. For example, always dollar cost averaging into the market overall. But the other thing that I think is appropriate right now at this point in time is to consider fixed income investments. By fixed income, I mean bonds, right? Bonds are back, baby. And I think they could be back in a pretty big way, because we just haven't had yields. Like, it has not been interesting, right? Let's face it, to be in a muni bond for years now, you couldn't make any return. Well, now, if we look at the yield on the 10-year treasury, what do you know? 3.351%, that's where it is right now. So if I want to lend the U.S. government money for 10 years, the U.S. government in turn will pay me 3.351%. Well, some of these bond products, fixed income products, get kind of interesting, right? Because when it comes to, say, municipal bonds that are issued by state and local governments, well, you get not only the return, right, your principal at the end of the loan return, but the return, the interest, the yield on that bond, you also get the benefit of no state, local taxes, no federal taxes. So depending on your tax bracket, if you're in a high enough one, look, this could be very, very helpful, right? You finally actually have a chance to invest in a more stable product. The equity markets, you know, they can be kind of scary, right? For people, and I get it, because things go up, they go down. Bonds, it's an IOU. And so they have to pay you that money back, unless, of course, the bond defaults, unless you have just a really, you know, aggressive bond. But typically with munis, that's not the case. So I like this because I'm saying, wait a second. Okay, if you can get 4 or 5% in a muni right now, pretty much guaranteed, plus all your money back. Well, if you factor in the tax benefit, it's like getting 6, 7, 8% in the stock market. And I'm not sure you're going to get 6, 7, 8% in the stock market right now. So this is a good diversification tool, and it has not been available to investors. One of the frustrating things is over the last, well, what, 20 years it feels like. I mean, there may have been a period there in 08, actually, where you had some opportunity within the muni space. But overall, bonds have been really boring, like really, really, really boring. And now there's a chance for return. So I think that a lot of people may be looking to migrate out of equities into bonds. And you know what? That's healthy. Like when people are just like throwing darts at a wall and they're like, okay, no matter what, it all works. It doesn't matter what stock I buy. They all are going up. That's problematic because, well, I mean, people aren't making rational decisions. But when you have the opportunity, say, to put money in a muni bond and have that grow at a pretty guaranteed rate, well, now it's much, much more interesting. Now, I know it's not the 8.6% that you're getting in terms of consumer price inflation, but it sure beats putting money under the mattress, right? It sure beats just keeping your money, hoarding it in cash. And I just think you need to be prepared. So start thinking about these things. The Fed is coming out on Wednesday. The expectation is that they're going to tell us they're going forward with this whole thing. It's going to be 50 basis points and 50 basis points and 50 basis points. So get ready. There's a lot of hikes that are coming. Will that mean recession? We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, I want to give a little plug, a little shout out for my good friends over at AMAC. This is a wonderful organization, an organization that is working so hard to make sure that you're protected, to make sure your retirement is protected. And they're working for all Americans in DC and across the country. It's amac.us/Regan, my last name, the Association of Mature American Citizens. And it's a group of over 2 million people. We are 2 million plus strong and working together to make sure that our freedoms, our freedom to prosper, our freedom of speech, all of our freedoms are protected. So it's a great group. And by the way, the $16 that you're going to spend, which is pooled with everybody else's, and that makes a difference. Well, you're going to get it back like in the first week, I would bet, because they've got tons of great discounts on travel, on hotels, restaurants. They've got great advice for you in terms of insurance plans, cell phone plans, discounts on that as well. So check them out. Go to amac.us/Regan today. Again, amac.us/Regan. And team up with 2 million plus other Americans that care as deeply as I know you and I do about the future of this country, which could be looking at a recession. Now, from an economic standpoint, historically, when the Fed raises like it needs to raise right now in order to fight inflation, we've often had these recessions, right? So the question now becomes, how big a deal is it? As I was pointing out, Jamie Dimon saying whether or not it's a Cat 5 hurricane or just a big storm. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful right now. It's just a big storm. And I say that because we still have low unemployment, 3.5%. I'll take it, right? So a lot of people are still not working. That might give us some flexibility to manage this just a little bit better. But inflation's here. I mean, you look at oil today, oil's still going up. The trajectory of that is really problematic. I've suggested we could be looking at $130 per barrel by summer. We're already at $5 a gallon as a national average, more than $5 a gallon all across the country. This hurts. It hurts everyday Americans who are saving and trying to to plan, and their spending gets eroded. You have an economy that is based on consumer spending. It actually accounts for 2/3 of our overall GDP. So you can't say, all right, well, it doesn't matter if people aren't going to spend as much. It absolutely does. And these are the people that really, you know, our economy functions on and depends on. And if they're not spending as much, and we've seen evidence from all the big box retailers right now that are saying people are either trading down or they're not spending as much because they have to spend more on gas and food and all those things. Well, then that has a very recession-like effect on the economy. The further problem in all this, of course, is the stagflation issue, because if you run into a situation where you're not growing fast enough, while simultaneously inflation keeps moving higher, and it's really weird, right? Like, it's not that intuitive. You're thinking, well, how can that be? Like, if nobody's buying that, then why does it keep going up in price? But what happens is inflation expectations start to get embedded into the economy, and people do actually go and buy stuff, and they're fearful if they don't buy it today, that by tomorrow, it'll be even higher in price. And so once that starts, the train leaves the station, as I've said, then that becomes a real, real issue for the economy. And it's very, very hard to fight. So this is what the Federal Reserve is trying to do by raising rates. It's just that you risk throwing us into a recession in the meantime. So is there a silver lining? Yes. I mean, I say that because as bad as this could be, and look, I don't wish anything like this on anyone. It's not good for our economy. It's not good for the world economy. And it's certainly not good for savers who were putting their money into the markets. But it might restore a little bit more normalcy, like a little bit more of a market equation into investing, because now you have choices, right? Now you can actually say, wait a second, I want to go out and get that muni bond, or I want to go buy a U.S. Treasury because I know it's going to yield 3.35%, maybe more after Jerome Powell speaks this week. I know it's going to yield that. I know it's dependable. I know I'll get my money back. And so there's an option outside of equities. And so I think having that option is actually important. We haven't had that for a whole long time. And people that are living on fixed incomes want to know that their principal is safe, that they can put that money effectively in the bank, make interest on it, and live off of that. We haven't seen that in a real long time. So those days may be coming back. And I guess in this case, you got to take the bad with the good with the bad, and make the most of it. So as investors, that's what we try and do, right? We try and think in a very level-headed way about all this stuff right now. And it's why I've been encouraging you to look at energy as an investment, because I anticipate that energy will still continue going higher. It's why I've said you want to diversify and have some safety nets, obviously, by the way. And I should just caution, like, you don't do any of this without making sure that you have what you need. This is all sort of gravy, if you would. And then you got to think about your risk tolerance. And so, you know, if you're less tolerant for risks, and maybe you have a little more gold in your portfolio and you stick to those dividend stocks, and then you start looking for things like treasuries, munis, and other bond products that will offer you a little bit more of a guarantee. So it's not all bad. I mean, it is pretty bad, but it's not all bad. I think that you just need to think a little bit more creatively in this time right now. And I'm going to continue all week. We'll see how this plays out. Talking to you a little bit more about it. I want to point out that the VIX today actually is around 33. It's 32.83. Now, what that tells you is that you could actually still have a little bit more pain to come. In other words, people aren't completely freaking out. They're not super fearful. This is a very logical sell-off. It's logical because if you're going into a recession, then companies aren't going to make as much money because people aren't spending as much. And if they're not making as much, well, then their stock price suffers. So it's all very logical. There's not a ton of fear. There's some fear. You know, I've said start watching it when it's like around 34. I mean, historically, right? If you go back to different times when we've really had a lot of stress in the market, you see it much higher than that. But it's creeping higher. I still think that there's more room to go, unfortunately, for some of this selling. But for long-term investors too, again, another opportunity. You should be sharpening your pencil. You should be looking for really good companies. I mean, I like some of the dividend plays, but if I were a whole lot younger, maybe I'd say, look, I want to be in some tech stuff right now because I'm not going to need this for 30, 40 years. And so again, investing for the long term, you want to make sure that you have time on your side, depending on your risk. It's so good to have you here. I hate to say I told you so. You know, I've been like a broken record though on this inflation. I did think that Friday's number was going to be really bad and I was right. And I suspect that unfortunately next month, it's going to be even worse. I think that inflation is here to stay unless the Fed manages to really pull a rabbit out of the hat. And let's just say I don't have a tremendous amount of faith in that right now. But hopefully it won't be as bad as some think. We'll see. We'll see. But try to make the most of it. Try to look for those opportunities. And I'll see you right back here again tomorrow.